anything advancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of The Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this very busy Thursday. We've got a lot of things going on today. Jim Bovey, the Hastings College baseball coach, is going to join us. We're going to recap a little bit of the football from a National Letter of Intent signing day. Daryl Morris, UNK football coach, will join us. And then to wrap up the Husker class and the Big 12, Steve Sipple from the Lincoln Journal-Star.
Doug, I think one of the better breakdowns of the recruiting class came out today in the Omaha World Herald. They have every one of the Husker signees, a little bit about them, what people are saying about them, along with all the Big 12 recruiting classes, starting with number one Texas, all the way to the number 12 team in the Big 12, the Kansas State Wildcats, broke down, and immediate impact players for each team, big misses each team, and where they went. Nebraska's big miss, a defensive end that chose Kansas. That is interesting, to lose a defensive end to Kansas, you know, another Big 12 North team. Maybe that will come back to bite Nebraska. We'll have to wait and see. That's Kevin Young, 6'4", 230 pounds, pledged to Kansas. So, interesting there. Husker hoops last night, back-to-back wins. Back-to-back wins for the second time in 11 years.
Colorado disbanded their baseball program a few years ago. They ought to disband their basketball program. I mean, I think they got a good coach in there, in Bezdelic, or however you properly say it, if you're Polish, German, Irish. But 2,000 was the announced attendance at the game last night.
I was just going to say 2,000. There was nobody behind the basket.
2,000? Get more than that at a UNK game or a Hastings game. Huskers women's game. You get more than 2,000 at a game. Of course, not that it was a marquee game. And boy, if you're going to miss a game, that was just crap last night. I'm sorry, it's just crap. And we're scheduled to have Doc Sadler on this radio program early next week, or early to middle portion of next week. Now they're going to get an angry Texas team coming in who's been beaten twice now, and losing. Not only losing to decent teams, but losing at home last night. Missouri took care of them. 1 o'clock, Jack Moore Day, Saturday, at the Devaney Center.
Well, things I saw last night, Doug, people just throwing the ball and turning the ball over in bizarre fashion. People stepping out of bounds. How do you not know, have court awareness at that level of basketball?
Well, Nebraska's lucky they didn't lose it. They tried to give it away at the end of the basketball game. But, again, we talked about this on the high school scene, but then the college scene shows it last night. It's 27-25 at halftime, and like with 8 minutes to go in the game, it's 33-30 Colorado or 32-30 Colorado. It's pathetic. It's absolutely pathetic. And then, as Matt Davison said last night in the recap of the game, Colorado scored 12 or 13 points in the last minute 20. I think it was 12 points. They've scored 41 in 38 minutes, and somehow, all of a sudden, LeBron times 5 shows up, and they're able to knock down 13 points. Maybe you ought to play that way from the beginning. What are you waiting for? A loss is a loss. Hanging around till the fourth quarter or the last 2 minutes of the game, big damn whoop. If you can't win, you just as well come out and try and play. I don't understand. We're just going to hang on to it and wait, and maybe in the last couple minutes, maybe we can be around for a shot.
Well,
that's fun. That's learning something. That's teaching people.
I text you last night, what Nebraska have, one field goal, and they finally got their second with 10-27 or something?
I'm going to guarantee you one thing. If it's 5-0 in the bottom of the first, at Duncan Field. Jim Bovey's not saying, okay, let's just stand up there and let's just stand at the plate till they strike us out. Five's enough. Five's enough. Jim Bovey joins us, head baseball coach at Hastings College on the Doug and Daddy Show. You never take the foot off the throat, do you, Coach?
No, I don't. I'm just thankful that you guys know how to pronounce my name after I could be coaching basketball at Colorado, I guess.
Well, you know, we try sometimes and harder than others. Coach, unbelievable, but at least the weather looks like it might be nice enough to actually play some baseball on this opening weekend. Too bad it wasn't scheduled for Duncan, but I guess it's time to start playing baseball and adapting to Midwest conditions. Is the team ready to roll?
Well, I think so. Obviously the first weekend is the most anticipated weekend of the year, and right now the forecast, at least through Saturday in Denver, looks good. Sunday's a little iffy, but we've had some several days outside, not on the baseball fields, but at least outside. And there comes a point where you just figure, well, let's get out there and play. And if we stink it up, we know what to work on. And if we play well, that's a good springboard for us.
Jim, newcomers to this year's team, give us a couple names and people you think are going to contribute right away.
Well, we got a few more transfers in this year than we normally do. We have a young man from Colorado Springs, A.J. Clark, who was at South Carolina Spartansburg last year, and he's a switch-hitting shortstop and pitcher, and I think he's going to help us in both areas. Jeff Burks transferred in from Dixie State. His older brother caught for us a couple years. He should be a factor on the mound. Drew Okeson, who also had an older brother who played for us, we hope is going to be a key guy for us in the batting order. There's a couple freshmen. A lot of people know the name Kirby Wells, who had a great fall pitching for us coming out of Grand Island High and the Grand Island's Legion program, and I think he's going to figure into the pitching staff also, and that's quite a statement because we didn't lose any pitchers from last year.
Talking to Jim Bovey, the head baseball coach at Hastings College, so a Wells that won't just be relegated to bullpen catcher, that's good to know. Coach, you got a lot of talent on this team trying to get ready for another season, but also you've got some, we talking about the new kids, you've got some nice kids coming back, and I guess one of the kids that many people remember is Joe John Jaquette. Talk about him and a couple other leaders that are going to have to be ready to play this weekend to get you off to a good start.
Well, Joe is obviously the guy that gets the attention of all the other teams. You know, when they get ready for us, they talk about how they're going to handle him. And we use him as a catcher and a first baseman. He's been all conference for 3 years. So, he's the big bat in our lineup for us and try to build things around him. Bryant McCann is a senior pitcher that's been in our rotation all 3 years and is our most experienced guy coming back. And then Pat Morey is another senior who was the all-conference closer last year and been a starting infielder either at third or second for us for his whole career. So we've got some experienced guys, especially on the pitching side, but we're hoping we can get Joe a little more help there in the batting order and be able to create some runs all the way up and down the order.
Jim, as you look ahead towards this season, what do you feel is the strength of this team as you begin play this weekend?
Well, we think that the pitching depth could be a strength for us. On the other hand, you know, as coaches, you're paid to be cautious. And, you know, if our 8, 9, 10, 11 pitchers are better than the other team's 8, 9, 10, 11, that's great. But when it comes to league play, that's not going to do us any good because, really, it's got to come down to 1, 2, 3, and 4, and if they can get the job done. So we're hoping that depth, out of that depth, somebody's really going to emerge for us and dominate at the top of the rotation. We have some flexibility in terms of we got some depth at catcher, we got some depth in the middle infield, so we think that could be a strength for us. But at the same time, if something happens to a couple key players like a John Jaquette or McCann or a couple of the bats don't come through for us, you can be pretty average in a hurry.
Do you have that solid number one guy?
Well, you know, we don't really need to know that until March 21. I think, you know, we think McCann obviously is capable of doing that. Maybe a couple of the incoming transfers might be capable of doing that. And really that's kind of the whole. You know, we have 25, 26 games before we open the league play, which, you know, obviously is a lot different from some of these RMAC schools who are opening up March 1. You know, we're opening up March 21, so we got a little more time to figure that out.
Jim, as you take a look at some of these kids that are getting ready to come in, not a whole lot of them are right from the area, but there's a couple of, you talked about Wells coming in from Grand Island. You got a couple pitchers on your staff right there from Hastings and Mike and Josh. What are you expecting from them?
Well, Josh, you know, he really finished up the year well for us last year, and he had some sickness. He missed the last part of fall ball and lost a lot of weight. He looks, to be honest, I think he's recovered a little better than I hoped he would. or that I expected he would at this point. So I think he's going to figure in the mix for us again, pitching. You know, both those guys will take the ball whenever you want them to. If it's a start, relief, whatever it might be, they're guys who will go out and compete for you, which you can always use guys like that. And so they'll, you know, they're both figuring in the mix also.
Hastings College baseball coach Jim Bovee joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, what's a competition look like here, I guess all the way up until you head into conference play?
Well, you know, traditionally we've played a tough early season schedule, and so we got Regis this year, which you know is picked right up there with UNK. We're going down to Branson next week, which is something we haven't done since my first year at Hastings 19 long years ago. And then we're going down to Arizona for a little tournament the 18th through the 22nd of February. And again, we're all gearing up for the league season, and interestingly enough, the three of the Iowa teams are picked 1, 2, and 3 in the league in the preseason, and 6 of our first 8 league games are against them. So on April 1, we might have a pretty good idea of you know, if we're going to be scrambling to just get in the tournament or if we got a shot to win the whole thing when May comes around.
I guess that brings us to the next question, Coach, is you guys were picked to finish 8th in the conference. Do you think that's a fair assessment with what you have starting the season?
Well, you know, you hesitate to complain about it, but at the time when it was picked, we had only lost 2 starters total from our team. So I thought we might get picked a little higher just because we did play a little better the last part of the year. You know, we didn't lose a whole lot of guys, but, you know, we recruit a lot more Colorado students than many of their schools, so a lot of our incoming recruits are not as familiar maybe to the other coaches, and so, you know, they don't know what you have coming in or how your team's going to be. So we certainly hope we finish better than 8th, but that's an okay place to start.
Well, Coach, we'll keep up with you throughout the season. We appreciate you giving us a little insight to what 2009 looks like. And, hey, best of luck this weekend on the road at Regis.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks, Coach. Coach Jim Bovee, Hastings College Baseball, starting off this Thursday program on the Doug and Daddy Show. You know, sometimes the snow's blowing out there, and they have to cancel the first 2-3 weekends of the season. And then you get all those makeup games or newly scheduled games later on in the year. At least they'll be able to play a little bit this weekend. We had Damon Day on last week. They're heading down to Oklahoma and, of course, heading out to Denver. So a chance to play some baseball. But, boy, to realize that you've already been practicing throughout the whole month of January to start play this weekend, it just seems so, so early. But you have to because they're playing baseball in May and June.
Look, it seems early, but you look back, they've had some days outside. You know, too. I mean, which we haven't been able to say that the last 2 years. You know, I think teams have been heading out to places to play, haven't caught a fly ball yet because they've been inside the whole time. So I think that's a big advantage for a Kearney, Hastings, you know, probably even Nebraska when things get started.
Speaking of Hastings, the Hastings College basketball teams both were winners last night, sweeping Nebraska Wesleyan in a different fashion. The Hastings women had no problem, 74-52. Kay Brockmeyer, 19 points, 9 rebounds. Lindsay Ducey had 18. She was 12 of 12 from the line. No, I'm not going to make any Kobe reference. That's over with. The Hastings men were down 13. They were down 11 at the half, fall behind as many as 13 in a low-scoring game. They still came back and won at 56-53. Brent McNerlin has been playing really well lately for the Broncos, 24 points, 11 rebounds last night. And that is the home finale coming up Saturday for Hastings College. They will take on Dort at 2-4. Yeah, they only got another
weekend.
That
seems early.
You get into conference, and then I know the NAIA women's tournament's always during state basketball, so you know, you got a couple of weekends left, and then you get into conference, and then it's into the national tournament. So UNK women, well, maybe they're going to make a run here and have a chance to get into the NCAA tournament. They have made an appearance in the regional rankings. If you're in the top 8, you make the NCAA tournament at the end of the year. The Lopers make an appearance at number 10. Colorado Mines, Colorado Christian, and Fort Lewis are ahead of them. So they need to get past Mines and Christian. Fort Lewis is ranked 3rd this week in the nation at 18-1. Lopers 10-6 in the division. Men and women are on the road, play at Regis and Metro State this weekend. So
if you rank 3rd in the nation, you would think they would be 1st in that region.
Minnesota State, Mankato.
Right. Not the case.
Also, high school basketball going on tonight. It's all over the place. Here on ESPN, Fort Kearney Conference girls semifinals from Kearney High. Pleasanton and Wilcox held with at 6. Elm Creek and Eustis Farnham at 7:30. On the Breeze, 94.5 FM from Adams Central, the Twin Valley boys semifinals. Bruning, Davenport, and Deschler at 6. Blue Hill and Lawrence Nelson at 7:45. And on Power 99 FM tonight, it's the boys' semifinals of the Loup Platte Conference Tournament from Ravenna. Ravenna and Adams Central at 6:15. St. Paul and Loup City at 8 o'clock. Adams Central's boys and girls games throughout the tournament can also be heard on 1230 AM KHAS. Tony, we see this, and I'm going to throw this out. Maybe we'll get some emails on it. Your thoughts, which I believe I know, on switching back and forth. Some of the girls are playing tonight. Some conferences say, you know what, the girls are always going to play on Thursday. The boys are always going to play on Friday. And the championship game on Saturday, the girls are going to play at 6 and the boys are going to play at 8. Other conferences, they go back and forth from year to year. Your thoughts?
Well, I'm not here to offend anybody, but...
Yes, you are. Well, that's why I asked.
I have an opinion, and this is my opinion. The boys play the late game. That's just the way it is. There seems to be more people in attendance for the late game. I think if you play the boys' game before, a lot of people leave. At least they get there to see the girl, part of the girls' game, at least, if they show up for the boys' game. That's my thought. You Especially know, when you're seeing good basketball. Now, I'm not saying if... Just saying Ravenna's number one in the state in girls, and their boys... I'm not picking on Ravenna's boys, but if the boys were way down, now you might be able to... Okay, that might be a different situation. But when you're talking conference tournament action...
It's still not really, It's still not really, though, is it? It's still not really, though, is it? I'll guarantee you, Ravenna supports their school very, very well. But it doesn't matter to me if the girls play first... or the boys play first in the conference tournament. During the regular season, I like it girls first, boys second. And the reason why is for one of the reasons you stated. I think it just looks bad when people get up and leave. You got 1,000 fans there for the boys game, and you got 450 for the girls game. I agree with your assessment.
If you got a different opinion out there,
it doesn't matter.
That's fine.
It doesn't matter to me. It's just that I feel bad when all the people decide, well, we don't want to stick around and watch the girls' game. I think that tells you, I guess, the majority of how they would like to see it. We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coming up, Steve Sipple from the Lincoln Journal-Star. Ken chimes in with an email about Notre Dame recruiting. All that and more, plus Daryl Morris and UNK football in the second half hour. Stay with us.
Holy shlamola!
What the hell is that?
I've never seen such recklessness.
Just another typical day on the Doug and Daddy Show.
If anxiety or outright fear of dentists has caused you to avoid proper dental care and your smile has fallen into a state of long-term neglect, our team is here to help you. I'm Dr. Michael Bryson with Metalark Dental Associates and have served the Tri-City area for 30 years. Sedation dentistry is good news. With sedation dentistry, proven procedures can be performed as you relax in comfort. We can accomplish more in a single visit, reducing the number of appointments needed to restore your smile. Don't let anxieties and fears about a dental appointment keep you from achieving good dental health and a spectacular smile.
For more about Dr. Michael Bryson's sedation dentistry, log on to MeadowlarkDental.com, MeadowlarkDental.com, or call for an appointment at 308-234-3668. 308-234-3668. Do it today for a brighter smile tomorrow.
Attention cattle producers. Calving season can be a stressful time of year. You're working long hours in often unknown conditions. You expect your ATV to work as hard as you do. That's why you need to get to Kearney Yamaha to cash in on the great deals on new ATVs going on now. Save more than $1,000 on a Yamaha Grizzly 550. The Grizzly 550's electronic fuel injection means instantaneous cold starts, while the industry-exclusive fully automatic transmission is the most advanced drive system in the industry. Combine that with a push-button four-wheel drive, liquid cooling, and a fully independent long travel suspension, and you have the perfect utility ATV. So let Kearney Yamaha give you the security of an ATV that will work as hard as you do this calving season. Kearney Yamaha, just south of the Kearney I-80.
Personal watercraft ATVs, just the motorcycle that'll suit your needs. Nebraska's power sports ball, Kearney Yamaha. Nebraska's power sports ball, Kearney Yamaha.
How valuable is being an ESPNSuperStation.com superfan? Well, let us count the ways. Oh, here's another one. Some superfan will be eligible to win a Valentine's Day prize package from El Salon and Spa, roses for you, Plain Jane's candles, and Midas, all of Grand Island. Details on the main page of ESPNSuperStation.com.
Lace them up. It's basketball time. The second annual Heartland Hoops Classic is set for February 14th at the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. Come see local high school teams of all the classes hit the court as they test their skills before district play. Get your tickets today by calling the Heartland Event Center box office or online at heartlandhoopsclassic.com. The second annual Heartland Hoops Classic, presented by Pro Team Design, Sheep Industries, Grand Island Independent, and your ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see lots of sunshine continue across the area today with a high temperature of around 60. Winds will also turn variable at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight we'll see mostly clear skies and a low near 25 with variable winds of 5 to 10. And we'll see more sunshine on Friday with a high in the low 60s. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 48.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. All right, Daddy, you got all jacked up about Kobe, and we had a big disagreement on that Tuesday. How about LeBron? I didn't hear you start the show off with that today. A much more impressive performance, still, though.
You don't care.
Much more impressive. 52 points, 11 and 10.
Triple-double, yeah.
Give me a break. New York, I'd be embarrassed, though. They know LeBron's bringing it, and they can't stop him. New York should be embarrassed. That's the story here.
You know what? Both games, New York was in till the end. They didn't get killed.
So just let the star have his points, shut everybody else down, and still lose?
I don't know. You know, you know, three-pointer here and a steal here, and you're right in the ball game and have a chance to win. So
what was more impressive?
Probably LeBron.
Yeah, it pains you to say it.
Probably LeBron.
Derek, NBA fan?
Oh, LeBron for sure, triple-double.
It's crazy. Score that many points.
Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox. Steve Sipple is a minute away from joining us. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperStation.com. Ken, our resident Notre Dame fan, says, "Guys, I just have to unload one more time on recruiting fiascos. Mike Golic has once again managed to garner a scholarship to Notre Dame for one of his untalented sons. On their own, they could not get a scholarship to Nantucket State, but Mike managed to use his position to get her done. The jerk can well afford to pay for his kids to go there, and if they want to play, they should just walk on. Instead, they take a scholarship from some kid who really deserves it. Ken."
Wow.
Ken in K-Town.
Why the anger?
Ken not happy. He's a Notre Dame fan. That would be one of the problems that he should... Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperStation.com. Dent Popper, home of the Armor... Excuse me, the Armor Lining. Stop by and see him today on the Bricks downtown Kearney.
Well, Ken should be happy. They got the linebacker out of Hawaii. Nobody expected. Big gift for Notre Dame.
Isn't that Mouse A Tongue? What was his name?
Yeah, I don't... something Makalaka 2 or
something. Steve Sipple from the Lincoln Journal-Star. I'll bet he knows. Good morning, Steve.
Hi, guys. I don't know the name of that guy from Hawaii. I don't know that it matters. But they did. Yeah, I know. I knew they got a big linebacker recruit from Hawaii. How are we doing?
We're doing good. Who is it, Derek?
I think it's Manti Te'o, or Monty Te'o is how you pronounce it.
With a lot of different spellings and hyphens and little asterisks.
Yes.
What was yesterday like, Sip? Seemed like this was the first time in quite a while there was no real... excitement or change or buzz. Everybody kind of knew what was coming, and nothing surprised yesterday, did it?
No major surprises. You know, the only kind of hitch was DeAndre Byrd being an academic casualty, the cornerback from Tallahassee. I thought, what struck me about the day, about the press conference, was Pelini, you know, continues to just be very matter of fact, really doesn't get, he's obviously not all that excited about recruiting that hype, and it really comes off. I mean, he really didn't joke around at all. Really, there's only one light moment in a, you know, a 30 to 35 minute press conference. He just really plays down this stuff, which is, it strikes me. I mean, it's really a change.
Steve, is that the difference between staffs? Because I remember recruiting day, you know, used to come 3, 4, 5 years ago, and Doug asked me this yesterday, and it was blown up so big. The stars were flashing all over your, you know, all over the newspaper. That was the headlines. How many stars? And it was shoved in front of you. Now, Pelini just totally doesn't want to even have any of it.
No, you know, he just, no, he doesn't. I mean, he really, now you got to be careful because he understands the importance of recruiting. They put a lot into it. I mean, I think they got a good class. I think they put together a nice mix of players. And it's not that part. I think Bo likes going, and I know he likes going out on the road and meeting people and establishing those critical relationships. But what he detests, what he abhors, is the process and the hype and the projection, trying to project these guys. He just doesn't want to get into all that. and it really comes off in the way he acts.
Steve Sippel from the Lincoln Journal-Star joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Jumping into the class, I think we've talked about quite a few of these kids, but we talked about it yesterday, the overall talent level of the senior class of 09 in Nebraska, apparently way, way down. A couple of kids are coming to Nebraska. One of them is a fullback. And you take a look at the lineman, the fullback there, and it wasn't like there were a lot of other kids that just took other D1 offers. There were a couple out there, of course, the kid from McCook that's going to Kansas, but what does that say about the level of talent in Nebraska? It always helps the Huskers when there's some talent at the high school ranks.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I think maybe this year was a year where there wasn't great talent, but I think generally speaking, I've always been pretty impressed by the talent in Nebraska, and you know they don't get a lot of notoriety nationally, just you know for geographic reasons. But yeah, there's only two. I'm not sure that's reflective of a dearth of talent, though. I think there's good young players coming up. I mean, all I know is from talking to the coaches. I don't see a lot of high school football, but I mean, any all those you know, if you talk to Bo, he's pretty impressed by what goes on around here. He thinks the kids are well coached, and they'll continue. I mean, they recruit Nebraska hard, and they'll continue to recruit Nebraska hard.
Sip, is there a player or two in the circles you've spoken to that will contribute right away? I know Sean mentioned, you know, probably Brandon Kinney, one of the wide receivers, the junior mm-hmm. college kids. Is there one more kid out there that maybe stands out to you that comes in and does something in the next year, maybe two?
That's interesting that Sean mentioned Kinney, because I really agree with that. As far as somebody else, I would look first to Burkhead because of his versatility. I could see him returning kicks, but I could also see him maybe in the slot or even getting some snaps in the backfield. I think that's a kid that will come in physically ready to play. And I think you got to look, you know, the other guy I really think you have to look at is Dejon Gomez, the cornerback from City College of San Francisco, who comes off a very good year. That's a good, hey, they play good football at that school. And he's a physical kid. He has three to play two, so he doesn't have to come in and play, but you know how it goes. And the Nebraska coaching staff has made it clear that if they recruit JUCOs, they're recruiting them to come in and play. So I would look for Dejon Gomez to play too.
Tim Griffin, who now works for ESPN and does the Big 12 blog on ESPN.com a while back, liked where Nebraska was going. He thinks they're going to win the North, but so much has been talked about Cody Green maybe being the prize recruit of this class. He goes, despite his high school productivity, we are not convinced that Green will remain under center. We believe Green is a better athlete than a true quarterback and could be at other spots on the field. Your thoughts on that?
Surprises me. I don't know where he got that. I don't see that happening. I think he'll challenge at quarterback. No question, he's a great athlete. And there's some talk about kind of a unconventional throwing motion, and his footwork's not the greatest. But those things can be rectified. In some cases, they can be rectified fairly quickly. So we'll just see. But I think he's coming to play quarterback. And I don't know, the thing you hear about him, and I it makes me believe that he'll be a quarterback, is he has a presence. He's a kind of a commanding type figure. We'll see. I don't know if he can complete a 20-yard pass right now. For all I know, he can't. But based on what I've heard, he's coming to challenge for the quarterback job.
SIP Texas and Oklahoma lead the way on National Signing Day as far as stars and where everybody ranks these teams. Do you think they're that much ahead of Nebraska's class?
Just the pure recruiting class?
Right.
No, I don't. It's in terms of ranking, yes, but I don't know. I've been studying this class pretty hard for the last 3 days, and what I think that Nebraska's done a good job. I think a lot of these kids that we don't talk about are going to be pretty good players. I mean, there's guys that fly way under the radar, and guys like Nick Ash and Jesse Coffey and Andrew Green. I mean, Andrew Green, Stoops was coming after late. That shows you he can play. You look at a guy like Taylor Martinez, who could make a case for being the best player in California. You look at a guy like Chris Williams, who was the best defensive player in Texas as a junior. At least he was voted as such. So no, I think I don't know. Man, don't get me started on the ranking. But I mean, I think we know by now that stuff's kind of overwrought, and it is what it is. And I always look at it like, and Nebraska benefits from this too. But if a kid, again, I don't know why, don't get me down this road. If a kid's being recruited by Oklahoma or Texas, he automatically goes from a 3-star to a 4-star in a lot of cases, and from a 2 to a 3, etc. Same thing happens at Nebraska, though. So I don't know. That stuff just doesn't make much difference to me. But I want to say that I do follow it. So I guess you can say I'm like a lot of guys. I'm conflicted. I mean, I'm really conflicted. I probably need help in some ways, because I kind of demean it, but I dearly love Sean, and I read this stuff like it's, the manifesto of success. So I don't know. Well, it is what it is.
Well, here's another one for you, Sip. This is via the email at the Den Popper inbox. Jim in Grand Island says, did you see what this joker wrote? And he's talking about Stuart Mandel's signing day wrap-up and who he thought did great, kind of grading it. He said the biggest disappointment in general was Nebraska. And here's what he wrote. You know the formula. Hot young coach takes over at tradition-rich program and puts together a monster class in his first full recruiting year. In fact, it happened the last time the Huskers changed coaches. Bill Callahan had a top-five class in 05. Mandel goes on to say, however, that wasn't quite the case for Bo Pelini, whose first full class was solid but hardly spectacular. The lone star is Cody Green, and even he was just ranked 173rd by Rivals. So Nebraska taking a shot there from Mandel.
Yeah, and the credibility of that little spiel I question right off the bat, because I guess he refers to Bill Callahan being a hot young coach in 05. As my recollection was, he was fired from Oakland, and he's 50 years old. So I 48 years old. So the credibility immediately suffers. Now, that's a national perspective, and it makes sense from the standpoint that Nebraska's not ranked highly, the class isn't ranked highly. And I think a lot of people still look at Nebraska and say they should do better than number 30, and whatever. The most interesting comment from yesterday, though, I think kind of ties into Stewart's thing, was Bo. I thought the most interesting thing was when he said he was asked what the reception is out there when Nebraska calls players, and he says it's good, it's not great, that they still have work to do in the area of perception. He was very frank about that, and that surprised me a little bit that he would be that blunt. But I think if you look at it, what is Nebraska? If you look since 2001, starting with the 2000 2 season, I think they're 53-36. And, you know, I think that's the record. It's something in that area. And that, you know, they're still, so that, well, they still have work to do, obviously, in the win-loss department, which translates to recruiting, obviously.
Sip, my last question for you, where is Nebraska still in need? Where is going to be coming into spring ball and into the fall, for lack of a better term, the weakest part of this football team?
Well, I don't know if I'd say it's a weak part. I mean, the areas that I would be concerned about, if I were a Nebraska fan, I'd be concerned about the receiver spots, losing Peterson and Swift. You have some guys there. You have some good bodies there, but there are a lot of guys that haven't proved they can play at a high level with much consistency. I'm talking about Menelik Holt, who had a nice junior year, but needs to take another step. I'm talking about Niles Paul, same way. Those guys haven't gotten in the neighborhood of 60 catches like Peterson and Swift, Kerensky, Gillian. That's why it's interesting that Sean mentioned Brandon Kinney. I think he could come in and play right away. The other place that you have to look at now, obviously Sue Helps come back, but you know, you worry about the D-line spots a little bit behind him. You're going to have guys like Jared Crick. I think Crick will step in and start. But, you know, he's got to raise his game to another level. Terrence Moore, Pierre Allen. We'll see how Barry Turner comes back. Those are the places, though, right away that I look at and say they have to have some guys step up.
Sip, you're the best. Keep in touch, and I look forward to speaking with you again soon.
All right. God bless you both.
Take care. From the Lincoln Journal Star, Steve Sipple, always on the Husker beat, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Glad to have him along with us. 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime, douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com. There's also a little clip in there from yesterday, Pelini kind of talking about, you might in the media say, ooh, it was a little slip-up, taking a jab at what was here when he got here, and now it was a little bit better, not so many holes to fill this year. Didn't have as many gaps to put a little putty in this year. Can't remember exactly how he said it, but it was something to that effect, because they asked him how this year's process went compared to last year.
There were some glaring weaknesses when we got here.
We just didn't have as much that we had to fix this year, basically. We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll look at UNK's class with Daryl Morris when we come back.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Occasionally, some stuff on the Doug and Daddy Show may be offensive. The good stuff.
This is Scott Van Pelt for Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Whether you're traveling for business, out on date night, or catching up with your buddies, you know Ruth's Chris provides an amazing dining experience. Their USDA prime steaks are thick, juicy, and served the Ruth's Chris signature way, sizzling on a 500-degree plate so they stay hot and delicious to the very last bite. If I could toss out a sports cliche real quick here, Ruth's Chris is always going to bring their A-game so you can sit back, relax, and enjoy. Tell them Scott Van Pelt sent you.
Is Progressive.com an auto insurance utopia? Well, what else would you call a place that can save you hundreds when you switch? And even more if you're a good driver. You see, at Progressive, you're rewarded for slowing down at yellow lights, using your directional, and yes, yielding at yield signs. Sounds utopian, Did I mention this music is played by actual angels with harps? Start saving today at Progressive.com or call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. That's Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company's affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So, one day here in Nebraska, it can be nice and sunny, and the next day, a blizzard in your face. But day after day, the deals at Kearney Yamaha are as hot as the 4th of July. For example, right now you can save up to $4,400 on select Yamaha motorcycles. You heard right, that's $4,400. Whether you're looking for the hard-to-find Yamaha Raider or want to look at the stylish V-Star 250, Kearney Yamaha has a full line of 2009 Yamaha Star motorcycles in stock right now. Whether you want to save tons of money or want the newest bikes out there, you need to stop by Kearney Yamaha today to be ready to ride early this spring. You can stop by today or check them out at KearneyYamaha.com. Kearney Yamaha, years of experience and a huge selection, just south of the Kearney I-80.
Personal watercraft, ATVs, just the motorcycle that'll suit your needs. The
Nebraska's Power Sports Bowl, Kearney, Omaha. Nebraska's Power Sports Bowl, Kearney, Omaha.
This weather update is brought to you by Rich Peters and Matt Myers from Farm Bureau Insurance, located on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
A real sports fan sometimes needs to see a game that is not basic channel, that their dish can't pull in, and they want to see it over a pretty damn good charburger and a brew with other fans. Slugger Sports Bar and Grill knows the fan who needs his fix of a special broadcast. That's why they've installed state-of-the-art receivers that'll bring in most games no matter how obscure or how exclusive. Slugger's, because you want to go where Bob Buck knows your game. Slugger's, just a long fly ball off South Locust at 707 Anna in Grand Island. Pounding pitchers all day long.
Need health coverage? Now you can get the best of both. Personal service from your local Farm Bureau agent and a health plan from a company you know and trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. Call today and find out about the great rates and great coverage available through your Farm Bureau agent. Among the many benefits, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska members enjoy fast and accurate processing of their claims. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers are proud to serve the Kearney area. Call them today at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 to learn more about affordable health plans for you, your family, or your business. Farm Bureau agents are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. An independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
We'll see lots of sunshine continue across the area today with a high temperature of around 60. Winds will also turn variable at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight we'll see mostly clear skies at a low near 25 with variable winds of 5 to 10. And we'll see more sunshine on Friday with a high in the low 60s. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 48.
Doug and Daddy Show, Doug Duda, Big Daddy, Tony Davis, Derek Stinson doing all the work around here. Glad to have you along with us. 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime, douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com. Daddy, have you seen the weather?
Warm. Maybe some rain?
No. Warm. Warm. Over the weekend. It's supposed to be, it could be in the 60s for parts of the listening area for the next 2-3 days or more. In fact, probably maybe 70 in McCook. Hello, hello. But you know what happens? I was driving around today. I was going, man, most of the snow's gone. Even the big piles, they've kind of melted. The streets are pretty dry. Well, you know what that means. That means the golf course is dried up, and they are open and ready for play at Meadowlark Hills in Kearney. It is the area's best public golf course. It's just the area's best golf course. That's all there is to it at Meadowlark Hills. In fact, greens are ready. Flags are out. Carts are available to use, whether you want to walk or if you want to ride. They are ready to go, fully open, fully operational from 10 a.m. to dusk every day. While it's nice, they want you to come out. Enjoy some golf at Meadowlark Hills in Kearney, located on the northwest side of town, or just west.
If it's that nice, you may need to call for a tee time, 308-233-3265.
Nice job. Find out what you need to know, 233-3265. Meadowlark Hills up and rolling and ready for business. And now that the recruiting is done, live from Meadowlark Hills, Daryl Morris, head football coach at UNK. Good morning, Coach.
If I'm at Meadowlark Hills, I'm lost, brother.
Coach, 33 kids? That's a lot. Signed. That is a lot. Is that what you were expecting? Is that what you needed?
I think it's what we needed. It's a little bit more than what I thought we might end up landing, but I'm excited about it. I think it's as good an offense. It's as good a recruiting class as I've had since I've been the head football coach here, I think.
Okay, we've got 33 of them to pick from, Coach. Is there a position you're looking for an immediate impact?
Well, I tell you, not an immediate impact necessarily, but I do think we probably solidified our defensive line for some years to come, and I'm very excited about that because you're only going to be as good as you are up front. So I think the defensive line is in good shape for quite some time. There's some kids that are going to play linebacker in there for us as we go in either inside and outside linebacker. So there's a couple of good athletes in there. Matt Berry and Corey Serrano are a couple of great athletes, I think. So I think we just did a good job all the way around.
You got four kids coming in from McCook. I guess that replaces no kids right now from actually the city of Kearney, both a little unusual.
Well, yeah, it is. And you know, we're still after one young man up there. But the kids that we're getting out of McCook, Matt Berry and Dylan Girdle and Joe Petroski and Eric Rupert, I think are all going to be players for us. We've had great success with those kids. We have them in our football camp every summer, and we get a good look at them, and there's no question they can play in the RMAC.
You know, you bring up Dylan Girdle, and people in the area know that is Carrie Hayner is the mother of Dylan. You know, there's a athletics, on at least on the mother's side.
Absolutely, yeah.
The boys, yeah. Kyle, Kelly, and Chris don't have much, but Carrie was a fabulous athlete. I was going to McCook and getting those four. Did you target McCook, and do you like to see more people come from McCook, being the successful program that it is?
Well, I think what you get when you get a kid out of McCook is you get young men that understand that, you know, it's not COD. You got to pay up front. You got to do the work up front. They're winners. They expect to win. They've had great success. They know how to work towards success. So they bring all those incidentals to your program, you know, understanding what it takes to be successful and the work that has to go into it and the leadership and just the expectation of being successful is what you're looking for in a guy.
Coach, the fans and the folks that listen to the show always want to know a lot about what's going on with the kids from the area. You signed Cody Kroll from Minden. You've got Morton coming in, Jake from Loomis. You got some Grand Island kids. Dylan Brining from Arapahoe. Talk about just what the talent level. Cody Carr coming in from Blue Hill.
Well, you know, there's some good players here, and we don't say, hey, you know, we just go around and find the best players that we can find, and I think Dylan Brining down at Arapahoe is as good a player that's come out of there in a long, long time, and he's going to be a big man here in a couple years, and we're excited to have him, beat Chattern on him, and we're always excited to do that. So, you know, and his dad's a Chattern grad too. So, you know, it was a good find for us and a good catch for us to be able to get Dylan. Cody Kroll out of Minden, you know, we had him in camp last year, and he's a pretty impressive looking kid and playing good basketball for him right now. So, we're excited about that. The Grand Island kids, you know. We've got Corey Morton's brother Jake is going to come here out of Loomis. Heath Kruger's brother Cole's coming out of Grand Island. So we picked up some brothers that have been playing for us the last few years as well.
Darryl, you continue to have a relationship with the coaches in Colorado. Tell us about the kids coming from there.
Well, you know, I think probably Dominique Washington was as high on my list as an offensive tackle as anybody we had to watch film on, and he's out of Gateway High School, and they used to come to our camp in the summer times. But Dominic is a 6'5", 270-pound guy that's going to look a lot like some of the kids we have, Maddie's right now, or Ryan Maddie's and Kyle Davison and Stephen Gooden. He's going to look a lot like those kind of kids here in about a year or so. So we're excited about Dominic. We picked up a couple of speed kids out of Aurora here. You know, Antoine Jones is, and I've said this a couple times already, but that kid can turn off the lights and get in bed before it gets dark. So he can run like the wind, and we're excited about that. So our relationship with those coaches, Taylor Avrazano out of Lakewood, Colorado, out of Wheat Ridge High School, is going to be a good football player. We were after the Hale kid out of Millard South, didn't get him, but I think Taylor Avrazano is every bit the football player that Hale was that went to UNO.
Darryl Morris, head football coach at UNK, joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. As usual, this class is probably not wrapped up. You always get a few more that come in. What spot are you still looking to fill right now?
Probably we're just looking for good football players. We got a young man coming in on Friday that I think is an excellent football player that can play in the secondary, either free safety or corner for us. So we're just looking for guys that there are good football players that maybe can do more than one thing. We would still, and I would still like to maybe find a kicker-punter combination type guy someplace, so we'll always keep our eye to the ground on that. But just some good football players.
Darryl, how satisfied with the quarterback position are you with your team as you head into spring ball?
Well, I think I'm very satisfied. I think we'll still have good competition between Bobby Adamson and Jake Spittelberger, and we've got a couple other young kids on the team that are going to start getting some looks as well. So, if we can keep those two kids in the program, we're going to be in good shape. And then Corey Serrano is he's an excellent athlete and can play quarterback or play wide receiver or play in the secondary. He can punt. I mean, he can do a lot of different things. So I think we're in good shape.
Finally, Coach, getting away from the recruiting, how about the kids that are leaving? Any prospects for, I think Jeff Carnahan maybe had some people talking about him. How about any other kids that might have a look-see here before we get to NFL or any other pro camp?
Well, I think probably Jeffers is the guy that's getting the most traffic. I have talked to an individual from the Patriots, and he said there's quite a bit of buzz about Jeff, so we'll just have to wait and see if anything happens for him, and if something comes to light a little bit. But I think Jeffrey's probably the guy that has the best opportunity to maybe play a little bit more football.
All right, Bud, thanks for giving us some time, as always, on the Doug and Daddy Show. Back to work.
Appreciate it, guys.
All right, Daryl Morris, head football coach at UNK, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We need to take a quick break. We'll be back with more right after this.
The answer,
644.
The question.
How many complaint letters have we gotten on the Doug and Daddy Show in the last month?
Hey, Greeny.
Yes, Golay.
Don't start the year in the doghouse, my friend. Now's the time to make things right. Head to the jewelry store inside JCPenney before Valentine's Day.
Wait till you hear about these deals. Great deals on diamonds. 1/3 carat total weight diamond heart in yellow gold for just $114.99. The 1 carat total weight diamond heart pendant in 14 carat gold over silver, $229.99. Plus a lab-created ruby heart pendant for $116.99.
Deals like these make it easy to get out of trouble. JCPenney.
Ah, fishing day. The only spot on Earth with nearly a 500,000 places to boat and fish. Where can I find this paradise? None other than Fishington.com, the fishing and boating capital of the Internet. When you join the Fishington community, you can connect with boaters and anglers from across the country, share tips and advice, and heck, even swap some stories. And if you join Fishington.com before the end of February, you'll be entered to win $100 gift cards from Dick's Sporting Goods. Fishington, brought to you by TakeMeFishing.org.
Lace them up. It's basketball time. The second annual Heartland Hoops Classic is set for February 14th at the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. Come see local high school teams of all the classes hit the court as they test their skills before district play. Get your tickets today by calling the Heartland Event Center box office or online at heartlandhoopsclassic.com. The second annual Heartland Hoops Classic, presented by Pro Team Design, Sheep Industries, Grand Island Independent, and your ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
In order to test his will, Fred likes to subject himself to extreme conditions. Today, he's swimming with the Polar Bear Club during a blizzard.
Yeehaw!
At Train, we believe in extreme testing, too. We expose them to desert-like heat, Arctic-like cold, and a gauntlet of abuses. So you can be confident you're investing in the most durable, reliable system available.
Get your extreme-tested Train from the folks that continually pass the test with our customers. Tested, tried, and true. That's why you want to call Fidelki Heating and Air.
It's hard to stop a Train.
Up next, a fresh forecast from the guys at WeatherEye, brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. If you drove down 25th Street in Kearney 20 years ago, you'd see a lot of things you wouldn't even recognize, except for that one place on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Well, even back then, when you were in need of a quality used car or truck, you knew you could always count on Molly's. Today, you can count on a great deal on this 2003 V6 automatic Chevy Silverado for only $59.95. Yes, sir, Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. Good to know.
We'll see lots of sunshine continue across the area today with a high temperature of around 60. Winds will also turn variable at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight we'll see mostly clear skies at a low near 25 with variable winds of 5 to 10. And we'll see more sunshine on Friday with a high in the low 60s. I'm weather and meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 48.
Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Hey, we want to get you signed up for our Valentine's Day giveaway, and all you have to do to be in the drawing is sign up to be an ESPN Radio Superfan, and you'll have a chance to win our grand prize package. Find out all about it at ESPNSuperstation.com. A dozen beautiful fresh cut long stem roses, massage and pedicure package, his and hers car care, smelling wonderful smelling candles from Plain Jane. All you have to do is log on to be an ESPN Superstation Superfan. And that doesn't take very long, a couple minutes at most, and you can win that great prize package from ESPN, KLIQ The Breeze. It's almost Valentine's Day. Bring it home. Do it today.
ESPN Superfan means you're super freaky. I don't know. I gave up that. Appreciate
you. You don't have to be a star to be from Los Angeles. Let's take Creighton won last night.
Oh, yeah.
79-68.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks,
thanks, Derek. I appreciate that. No problem. And you know what? How about a kick in the teeth to Anthony DiCenzo? He is a member of the Tri-City Storm, played in the Prospects All-Star game last night. He was on the losing team there.
Can't do anything right.
Can't get a break.
So he's back with the Storm Friday when they take on Cedar Rapids. A couple other notes. Turner Scholl of Hastings is the RMAC or GPAC or whatever the heck it is. It's the GPAC, Track and Field Athlete of the Week. Nebraska wrestling team is at home tonight against Oklahoma State, a duel at 7 o'clock. And as we said, a ton of high school basketball going on around the area. We hope you enjoy it all on The Breeze, Power 99, ESPN, and KHAS. We want to thank Jim Bovee, head baseball coach at Hastings College. We want to thank Daryl Moores, head football coach at UNK, and Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal star. Tomorrow, Ravenna girls basketball with Jeff Dober and Fonner Park with Steve Anderson.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!